Good morning. Welcome to the Andy Summers Show along with Andy and Dave Cruz.
So you ever have that moment when you're in public and you say something or do something and you're like, yeah, that just happened. Like you almost can't right. control yourself. It just sort of overtakes you. Yeah. Right. So it was funny because Dave and I were talking yesterday. About this after the show, about our experiences at the grocery store over the weekend. Our lives are not on the same path.
No, especially at a grocery store, because right. I'm sure you buy fruits and vegetables. I, honest to God, don't even know what part of the store that would be in.
And I have to avoid the candy aisle because I've got my kids with me, right? Which is probably where you spend a bulk of your time.
Well, yeah, actually. Well, I did go to the grocery store. This is on Friday, I think. For something, probably actual food, some okay. sort of meat product of some kind.
Yes.
But as you mentioned,
hot dogs.
More than likely, yeah, yes. Yeah. And what do you know? I ended up in the candy aisle.
Oh.
And so I'm looking at the candy, and I stop. I just freeze in my tracks, and I look, and there's a bag of Skittles sitting on the shelf.
Yeah.
And I look at the bag of Skittles, and I say out loud, I love you.
Like with passion, or was it just... thought like it just the words just came
it
right
just,
out
it just happened? Yeah, it just overtook me.
Wow.
I love you. And I took the bag of Skittles and I left. I mean, I paid for it.
But you paid for
it. I was so overtaken by my passion that I forgot to buy anything else.
Wow.
And it's been a long time since I've said those words out loud.
Yeah. Well, I applaud you.
It felt really good.
You get the bell for that. You get the bell for that, Dave.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you were in that headspace. You had a couple days off. You know, so you were probably just really like finding yourself again.
Yeah. Right? And it was worth it because my relationship with the bag of Skittles was longer than most relationships I have with women. So,
another bell ring for
a few
that
hours.
One. Yeah.
and for you.
So I was at the store with the kids on Sunday and it was, you know, Sunday afternoon at the grocery store is crazy sauce, especially when the Eagles are playing the night game because
right, yeah.
everyone is in there, you know, stocking up for the game, stocking up for the week, the whole thing. And I should have known better, but, you know, so we ran in, we just had a couple things to get, but of course one thing leads to another. And Tori saw my list. She was holding my list and she said, Mom, this is going to take too long. If it's not on the list, we can't get it. So that was kind of our MO as we're shopping through the store. And mm-hmm. I found a box of Tasty Cakes and I put it and she's like, it's not on the list. And I was like, these words are going to come back to haunt you, Tori. So as we're shopping, she's finding things that she wants. And I was like, nope, not on the list. We're not going to get it. You're wasting time. If it's not on the list, we're not going to get it. Well, we end up in the school supplies aisle and she's trying desperately to get school supplies, which she doesn't need. She just wants because she's trying to set up a desk in her room.
Okay.
And you know, so she wants Sharpies. And I was like, no, we already have Sharpies. She's like, but I want Sharpies for my room and I'll share them with Leonard. I was like, you already have Sharpies that you share with Leonard and they don't belong in your room. You're not getting the Sharpie. Okay. Well, what about these pens? I was like, stop it. And then she held up something.
In a full grocery store.
Yes. Yeah. She held up something I had never seen in a store before. And she said, what about this rubber band ball? And I was like, oh. And she said, really? I was like, yeah, we could always use rubber bands. You can get that rubber band ball. And she said, okay. Well, how about this? And I was like, nope, nope. You wore me down with the rubber band ball. And now I'm pushing the cart away from her and Leonard, as they're both in the aisle, yelling down the Indian school supplies aisle to me. But what about this? And I need this. And I was like, nope. And as I turned the corner, I looked back and I said, you can get the rubber band ball or you'll get nothing. And then I continued forward and a mom looked at me and I said, I have never, ever spoken those words in my entire life. You'll get the rubber band ball or you'll get nothing.
Let's say our lines at the same time. Ready?
You'll get the rubber band ball. Yes, it was.
Turn it up. 92.5 XTU. With more country next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.